I will say, my fiance loves to put chips in her sandwich.
Bro,
and
trust?
In mine, even if I don't ask her to
I'm
do
literally
it.
Putting it all on game right now. Quick check sandwich, free.
Mm.
Portuguese crispy chicken roll, sandwich roll.
Wow, that's a tongue twister.
Yeah. Spinach, tomato, the crispy chicken, bacon, avocado, less oil, normal red wine vinegar, ranch.
Ooh.
Damn. Why,
ooh,
why oil.
Salt, oil. Pepper, Quest protein, taco flavored chips. Put it on the sandwich. Enjoy a meal.
He said, enjoy it. You're welcome.
Put it on the meal, man.
Oh, that's that good shit.
Yo. It's your motherfucking boy. Iceman, brother Ooch. Yo, brother Ooch. Motherfucking big Ooch. Yo, brother Ooch. And IQ will fucking Ooch. Yo, brother Ooch. And we are. Yo, brother Ooch. The Full Power Podcast.
All right.
How we doing? I'm fucking empty.
You're empty? What do you mean you're empty?
Nah, we just started type shit, you know what I mean? It's your motherfucking host, brother Ooch type shit, you know what I mean? We got the big Ooch over here. We got a little IQ Ooch over here. How we doing?
Big Ooch. Okay, we're going right to me. All right, to you. So let's... Right to me. All right, I'm good. I'm you know, full day at work. A lot of traffic today coming home, which is kind of crazy. I had to take the local shit, which is... Little bit longer, but it's not too crazy, so you already know.
Type shit.
Just getting ready. Just ready to pod, you know what I'm saying? I'm here.
All right, how we doing, little Ooch? IQ.
Bro, I've been at school for 15 hours.
Yo, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, nah, you live in there.
You live at that shit.
You're acting like it's college type shit. It's just the beginning.
Are you enjoying yourself, though?
I mean, it's fun, and then I come back, and I had to do homework.
Bugger. Okay, all right. Well,
it is what it is.
He's enjoying himself, so that is what it is.
But anyway, whatchamacallit, now we got a plug.
Correct.
So if you have any inquiries or questions, this is more so for the ending, though.
It's beginning and ending.
All right, if you have any questions or concerns, inquiries, any suggestions, hit us up at that fullpowerpodcast@gmail.com. You see what I'm saying?
Full Power Pod.
Full Power Pod?
Yes.
What happened to the cast?
It's just in general?
I don't know.
FullPowerPod@gmail.com,
excuse me.
Yeah, you got it. It's all good.
And then what? The Patreon?
Yes.
At Full Power Pod.
There it is. Boom. To get your name heard at the end, to support all that good shit, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to spruce up the podcast and all that, as always. So, yeah.
Yeah, so... I got a couple questions today, I suppose, supposed to host.
Yes, sir.
Type shit. I guess to pop it off, there's going to be a little mixture. So it's going to be a little anime.
Oh.
Couple food drink questions.
Ooh, I like those. Always good with the food ones.
And then that's it for now, unless I come up with other shit.
That's all good.
But
it's a couple, though.
Yeah. So, I guess to pop it off, we'll start with the anime. We got to bring out the
boards. Oh, board's out? All right. All right, everyone, board's out. You already know.
Start the John off.
Let's get it.
All right.
Hold on, chat.
He said, hold on, chat.
What color is that?
It doesn't matter as long as it's visible, I guess, to the camera.
So, basically... The first question is your top three current favorite anime characters.
Oh,
I don't know if we've done that yet. I don't think we have, but I'm reminiscing right now.
So in the past, we've definitely done
we've done favorite characters.
Yeah.
But not the current, you know.
Yeah, like how you're feeling after time has passed and all that.
Well, yeah, with. Like, kind of what's current at the moment, you know.
Okay,
the beginning of the year type of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
new animes and or, you know, anything that's still kind of going on.
So this is like an opportunity to kind of refresh the list if there's anyone new that you want to add to the jump.
Yeah, no, because I think I got my three.
Okay. Ooh.
I think I got my tree right now.
All
right,
so let's get cracking. Top three favorite characters.
All right, we locked in 3, 2, and 1.
Oh, Sun Jin Woo.
Yeah,
Jared
on the same page right there.
Oh, let's see what Jared got.
Sun Jin Woo.
Hold on. I messed up the order. Krillin's supposed to be number one.
All right, that's a troll.
That's actually OD. Okay, so host, do you want to go first, or do you decide who's telling our reasons why?
I'll go first.
Okay, all right.
I got Sun Jin as number uno.
And that's from Solo Leveling.
Mm-hmm. Number two, Gojo, gotta respect.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, I put Sukuna in there as well.
Wow, that's actually crazy. So you put Sukuna in your top three. So that means that you've recently been catching up with Jujutsu Kaisen then, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I'm finished. I mean, I don't read manga.
No, I know. I know that, but I figured...
I mean, it's been over.
The reason why I say that is because I know that there was a point in time where we both fell off, and then, like, we needed to catch up. I'm assuming you finally caught up. I still have to catch up from where we left off. It's been literally since, like, last year.
I put Sun Jin as number one, though, because, yo, the lat, like... No, I have not been disappointed ever since they actually, you know, stepped it up.
Yeah, like, Solo Leveling has been a show that, since the beginning, I was kind of hard on because I expected it to deliver right off the bat. And it kind of, it was slow, but it kept it moving.
Nah, like, this episode 12 is fucking heat.
Mm.
I don't know. I still need to see it. Jaren, you seen it?
I mean, he read it.
Man,
you gotta watch.
That's true. You do.
I don't have time, bro.
Bro. What?
Yeah, he's always in his fucking robotics, John. those fucking robots. You know what I'm saying?
All right. You can go, Ryan.
Oh, you want me to do my number one? Okay. So, my number one, I clearly wrote the dude from Ninja Kamui because I forgot his name.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He is a character that I am like very interested in, and I thought that based on what we've seen so far, because at the time of this it's not over yet, and like the way I always want to explain the show Ninja Kamui to people is this is essentially John Wick, the anime, but with ninjas. So because I like John Wick, and because, you know, I love Keanu Reeves, when I see this guy, I'm like, dude, this is anime Keanu Reeves. He is OD. He has a cool backstory. It's a very tragic backstory, but he's very skilled. And, you know, that's why he's in my number one. And yeah, that's basically it. So,
about the next two.
All right. So my number two and three are like, not even recent anime.
Yeah, they're not recent.
It's Naruto and Goku. And the reason why, obviously, I put Naruto and Goku is because, like, with the time that I have nowadays, it's very limited. So, it's hard to come by anything. Like, I'm obviously watching Solo Leveling. And I felt like that would have definitely been a cop-out answer. But this is also a huge cop-out answer. Just saying two of my favorite characters of all time. But, I mean, it is what it is. Like... There's always going to be a tension around Dragon Ball because it's Dragon Ball. But especially since Toriyama passed, there's a little bit more eyes on it, more like tender, loving care on it. So, and then I was actually watching a couple episodes of Dragon Ball, and like Goku's hilarious in Dragon Ball. Like he seriously is. And then Naruto, like, all I have to do is put on my Anime Fire playlist and some of those old intro songs, outro songs will come on, and I'll instantly just it'll time travel me up my ass all the way back to those days where you'd be watching Naruto on Toonami, watching Naruto on YouTube in parts, and I will always have love for that character and the entire series. So that is why they are my top two or top three. But you didn't even say your two and three.
I did. I said Gojo and Sukuna.
Oh, that's right. Okay. it went so quick. I totally forgot.
All
right,
Jay, go on.
All right, so you already know that Krillin is at the top. He's the GOAT. He's the boy. He deserves like a transformation, ultra human.
Ultra human. Okay, yeah. I can actually respect that.
He's the GOAT. Don't talk trash on his name, bro. Six dots.
You know what? Nah. You want to know something funny? Is that you like your six dots, then you should watch Dragon Ball. Because he's actually very nicely represented. He gets a lot of good showtime alongside Goku. It's like literally him and Goku. So, just saying.
No, it's not the Goku show. It's the Krillin show.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
It's the Krillin show.
Excuse me.
Anyway, number two, we got Sung Jinwoo because, you know, he's the GOAT. I already said he's the GOAT.
Sung Jinwoo was
he's becoming the GOAT for show.
He's just more broken the more you watch the show.
Broken.
That motherfucker. Broke.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely broke.
What's the number three? Number three, I got Mash Burn Dead. That's the guy from the anime. I told y'all. It was like Saitama, but like in Harry Potter world.
The Mashal show?
Yeah.
What do you mean? He didn't put me on that. I already watched.
I told y'all.
You seen it?
You did not tell me.
I found that shit myself. I told y'all, bro.
I found that shit myself.
I remember you brought it up.
Yo, rewind podcast, episode 129. I don't know.
I was about to say, yo, he knows the episode numbers. Okay.
Because. When I found Shangri-La, that was like the next one that I peeped.
Oh, Mashal?
Yeah, Mashal. Mm. I watched like maybe like two or three episodes of it, but I was never consistent.
Mm.
But it's like intriguing.
A little bit. Yeah.
Because of the idea.
It's a show that like, it's another one of the mangas that I saw when it was first coming out. And I decided just not to read it when I saw it in the page of Shonen Jump. Not, you know, no offense to it, but like it didn't pull me in. Mm. But I hear, you know, good things about it. Obviously, he's watching it. So it's like, it's a lot of what? Humor in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely,
and also the second opening is fire.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
that's always good.
Justice.
Word up. Okay. All right. That was a nice first question to start this off.
That was a starter.
A little starter. All right.
Now this next one might be a little interesting, but it's very simple. Which anime, I call it Power Eye, is your favorite? And what I mean by Power Eye is like, you know, shit like the Sharingan, Rinnegan, or like other shows that have a particular eye. Like, what's your favorite, in a sense?
Right, I understand the assignment.
Yeah, I don't even really think we need to wipe this with these. But unless, like...
You're, okay, so like...
It's kind of a general.
Your top one?
Essentially.
Oof.
Essentially. Power Eye?
Like, power Eye.
So he basically means, like, what's your favorite dojutsu?
Special ability with whatever the fuck the eye brings. The eye, like...
Yeah, like...
The principle behind the eye, like...
Your favorite... Oh, that's... Yo, there's so many
there's
answers.
There's a lot
oh,
of
oh,
eyes.
Wait, hold on.
There's a lot of eyes out there.
Can right, we do a top, can we do a top three?
You can do top three.
All right, let's do a top three for this shit, too. Man. Let's do a top three. I just want to preface... Mine is in no order. I just put my top three.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Count it off.
All right. One, two, three.
Let's see.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We are. Okay. Yeah. We all. Yeah. We got something in there.
Yes, sir.
All right. So.
All right. You first.
I'll go first again.
I don't even know if you guys can read my handwriting.
But all right.
No, you have pretty good handwriting. You could put it.
Lelouch.
Put it down.
Oh, okay. He got the.
No, I got six. Oh, actually,
yeah,
no, six.
Yeah, you wait.
I'm going. All right, so I got my number one as the Mangekyo Sharingan.
Oh.
Type shit.
You gotta
respect it.
Absolutely.
The first one.
Yes.
In my book.
Oh, the very first one.
Well, no, not the first one. Probably Eternal, low key, because can't die with that shit.
Facts.
die with that shit.
Oh.
But. Then we got number two, Gojo Six Eyes. That's his shit.
Oh yeah,
it's a Six Eyes. Yeah,
that's what it's called. And then the third one, I put Sung Jinwoo's God Eye.
Oh,
because you see, there's something behind that shit, bruh. And that shit is tough. That shit is tough. Gotta respect it.
I agree.
Yo, there's gotta be some like emotional tie to that. Because I think once he goes. Like, once his eyes light up, type shit, like all his emotions are off and he just unlocks all his abilities and shit, like unlimited.
I fuck with that. Yeah, because it hasn't been like fully like explained yet. If that's even an eye ability, but like there's something that goes on.
There's something with it.
Yeah.
His eye, his whole aura changes. So, you know,
right.
Behind the whole aspect.
I mean, we don't know even if like I feel like that's more of an aesthetic thing. Like his eyes don't like it's just for look. Like I don't think they even do anything. If they if they end up doing something, that'd be awesome.
The only reason I pulled from it is because, you know, that one episode where they were facing the statues and shit.
Yeah, right.
Like the god had those eyes, and now he has those eyes. He never had them before. See what I'm saying?
I'm telling you.
Like now he's like a god himself.
Yes.
As he's leveling up. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I
do. Oh my god, you gotta watch episode 12.
I need to. Yeah, I have to. Yeah, at the time of this video, I haven't. I've been so busy. So, right. Yeah.
You up?
Jared, I'll let you go first this time.
All right. You know, we got the six eyes.
Yep, that's the Gojo. You know,
the Gojo. You know, OP, see everything. You know, he's just the GOAT. That's the GOAT.
Right.
And then we got Lelouch as eyes. Yes. You know, Code Geass.
Yes.
That was some fire stuff.
What was it? The Gi?
The Geass.
The Geass.
I called the Gi.
Shoutouts.
And then we got the OG Sharingan, you know. You see an OG Naruto, you're like, damn.
That's the first eye that always comes up.
Has to be. I like those answers. I do. I really do. Check it out. Alright, so listen. So like I said, this is in no order. Alright. So I got Gojo because I forgot it was called Six Eyes, right? So Gojo's OD.
Yep.
We already know. The fact that he is as broken as he is and they had to take him out the show is an example of why he is that busted, right? So of course, naturally, right? In number two, I put the Eternal Mangekyou Sharingan, okay? Because that ability will always be goated. And will always be one of my favorites. And I will never forget, like, one of the main reasons why the Sharingan will always be loved and respected. And I actually prefer it over the Rinnegan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, because of how it looks. And, like, I feel like we got more time with the Sharingan. Like, going from Vanilla Naruto all the way through Shippuden and shit. Like, Rinnegan came later.
Was the Eternal the Diamond Eye?
Yes.
That's my favorite for sure.
That's what I'm talking about. Because when you learn about all the lore with how the Sharingan works and how, like, you know, like if you get the Mangekyou, every time you use it, you're like killing yourself.
Yeah.
Like you're dying slowly over time every time you use that shit. But then if you transfer and then I don't know how it works in fucking Naruto, but like when I'm saying like when we watched it, you know, it's like if you get someone else's eyes, how the fuck does but it's so crazy, and that's what makes it interesting. So when you get that Eternal Mangekyou Sharingan, you're good to go. And like you said, the pattern, the diamond eyes, like I remember when Sasuke got that shit.
Yeah, bro, that's what I'm all about.
Yeah. All right, and then last but not least, certainly not least, I had to give a shout out to the Shinigami eyes from Death Note. Because naturally, I always bring this up. Death Note, one of the goated best series of all time. It's an instant classic, whether you're an anime head or not. It's a very gateway anime to get anyone who maybe is not so in tune with the genre, you know, in entertainment. And the dope thing about the Shinigami eyes was that it added more stakes to the show. And the fact that Light never got him, but he used Misa to do it, and she did that shit twice.
Mm-hmm.
Halves their life, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. And the fact that you get to see people's names and how much time they got left on, like, that is an OD ability. Bro. That shit is crazy. So, yeah, I have to give some love to Death Note, because one of the greatest.
Type shit.
Yes.
All right.
I'm loving these questions. This is good shit right here.
Moving on. Now we switch topics.
Oh, okay.
To the drinks.
Okay.
The best Wawa smoothie / refresher. I don't know how much knowledge Jared has on these.
I don't have any knowledge.
Have fucking Wawa.
Yeah, he only has a quick check by him.
You've never been to Wawa, though?
No. I mean, I have once because the gift card, but all I got was, like, Sour Patch Watermelon.
Damn. You should have... I should have told you.
Yo, I didn't know this, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But no, I remember when you guys went, I remember Dad had called me and that you guys were at a Wawa on the way back home when you guys came up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I got my candy.
I should have been like, yo, get a sandwich, get a smoothie.
All right, what about, well, for Jared, I guess, in this case, we can still do Wawa.
We'll do Wawa.
What about Quick Check?
Bro, I barely go there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Cultured. What the fuck?
That's
what
nutty.
What other like restaurant / quick John that got smoothies or good drinks that you go to?
Bro, I don't get smoothies. I can tell you a good drink though from Chick-fil-A.
Alright, so alright.
This Chick-fil-A.
Alright, so
the lemonade.
So how about this?
No. So you ain't know the tech.
Alter the question so that way he can give us something. So, like, if you wanted, right, if so, you want for us to just pick our best favorite smoothie, whatever, fine. But then let him pick his fucking Chick-fil-A shit.
But that's hard, though, because, like, the Wawa got hella options.
Well, that's why you asked the question.
Right.
Right. So, we'll do that, and then...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, something else for Jerry?
Yeah, because he clearly has something that he wants to share. All right,
so his Chick-fil-A tech.
All right, so let's go.
Well, I don't know if we got...
No, we don't do top three.
You don't got to write it down.
Oh no!
Unless you want to,
I like writing it down.
All right, let me type.
I got mine.
My man doing calligraphy over there.
type shit.
Damn, boom. Brandon, it's just one answer. What the fuck?
Nah, cause I'm deciding. Cause I did smoothie and refresher, so like.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, it's two different drinks.
That's fine.
So, all right. 3, 2, 1. Mango lemonade.
Chick-fil-A. Holy shit. That's
Chick-fil-A.
Bro, it's like, it's the same shit.
Nah.
The lemonade there is fire, though. But...
You don't understand.
All right, so go ahead, Jared. You explain why you picked what you picked.
You don't understand. Yo.
So this, wait, you said mango lemonade?
Yeah, it's some new tech, bro. It's new.
That's probably a new drink thing.
So wait.
Every time I've been to Chick-fil-A, they only had
it's
lemonade.
A new drink. Yo, it's a new drink. So mango lemonade.
So wait a minute. But you're saying new tech, like, what's tech about
what's
it?
What's the meal?
It's new, bro. Yo, you can get any meal. It's new. Yo, it just tastes different. It's not like your regular mango, like, lemonade. It's kind of like a sweet tea lemonade John.
I don't know how I feel about that because I'm not a fan of sweet tea.
So,
the only con about it is that they only serve it in smalls.
What?
That's kind of weak.
That's whack
that's
as fuck.
The fuck.
But it tastes amazing.
How much is it?
I don't know. I don't pay.
That's crazy. All right. Anyways, Brandon, you go.
All right. So, a couple options for the smoothie. You can't go wrong with the mixed berry option.
Oh, okay.
And you could, you know, double up or single up with the protein and then two pumps of energy.
You know what's funny about that? I remember there was a time where I used to tell you, you could put protein in your shit and you're like, nah. Now you're all about that.
Well, just because, you know, it doesn't hurt. You know what I mean?
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
It's some light protein. I mean, they do have other smoothies. Like, mixed berries, like, it's on my rotation for sure. Mm-hmm. But, like, I get... Depending on what I'm trying to do, because you can they beefed up the option to get more protein. So
right, yeah.
Now,
you
but
get like
they,
three scoops.
But they have
there.
Limited flavors though. So, anytime I want to do that, I'll do like the strawberry and get like 20 grams of protein in that motherfucker, and then I'll pump it up with like one or two Johns of energy.
Oh wow. Okay.
Make it sweeter.
So the energy pumps make it sweeter. Uh-huh. Interesting.
I it's like sugar.
Well, it's like caffeine.
Well, exactly. Yeah, same shit.
Pretty much.
That's what I like at it. But it's between those two, and then you can't go wrong with what? Which is like the strawberry smoothie, the regular one. But then I got the refresher Johns. Now the refreshers.
See, I have not had no refreshers.
Fucking miss. can't fucking miss. Refreshers, Nikki. Fuck.
They got hella refreshers, mind you. Right, so and I have not tried every single one of them, but I have enough collections.
Okay.
So
can you describe a refresher to me? Like, what is it similar to?
Think of it as a Starbucks pink drink.
I have never had one of those in my life.
Starbucks?
Yes.
Shit. Well, where else got refreshers? Fuck.
I mean, you never had Starbucks fucking...
No.
Yeah. Shit. Jared, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
You never been to Starbucks?
No.
You haven't been to Starbucks yet? Oh, you ain't in college yet. You'll see.
I was in college for 4 years and I have Starbucks.
Starbucks has uplifted in the past couple of years.
Interesting.
Because I don't remember no goddamn Starbucks when you was in college either, so...
Starbucks has been around for a very long time.
Oh, I know, but I didn't know nobody getting goddamn Starbucks. They must have improved that menu heavy. But goddamn, back to the refreshers. We got blush strawberry, two pumps of energy. Can't add protein to the refreshers.
Okay.
Because they're strictly, think of the refreshers strictly for caffeine purposes. So I guess like another comparison, since you haven't been to Starbucks or nothing, think of it as just an energy drink or something besides a coffee / a Red Bull, and it just gives you energy.
Okay.
Like, you know, if you want it to.
Yeah.
But it's more, you know, sugar, sweet, caffeine based.
Yeah. Okay.
The blush strawberry option is number one. Strawberry dragon fruit, another top option. And then there are more flavors to be tested.
But...
They don't have a bad mango one either.
I would like to one day possibly tier list all the flavors, but that would require
like a vlog.
Yo, but that's a lot of money. Like, you couldn't do that all in one day.
No, you can't do that. It's a whole vlog.
You'd essentially, the most effective way to do that is you would have to basically have like maybe a couple drinks a day and then rate it. And based on your rating, then you're able to, like, tier it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, shit. Wawa got more refresher options than fucking Starbucks.
Well, I mean, I'm saying for Wawa.
Yeah,
Wawa. Yo, hey, Wawa, hit us up, man. Sponsor, what's up, man? Listen, we out here. We're trying to get that good shit. All right, let me explain mine.
Yeah.
I simply put strawberry, banana, mango. And the reason why is because that is a fire smoothie choice. Cannot go wrong with it. Because here's the thing. The greatness with this smoothie in particular is strawberry by itself tastes amazing.
Yes.
Strawberry banana tastes amazing as well.
Strawberry banana can be a hit or miss. Because if the banana overpowers the strawberry, you fucked up.
Ooh.
You see what I'm saying?
Not wrong. Yeah, no, I agree with that.
See what I'm saying?
So I guess it depends on who makes it.
And that's why I personally stopped getting strawberry banana.
And just go to strawberry because it's more reliable.
I either do just straight strawberry or I do one of the other specialties like the strawberry dragon fruit, blush strawberry John. By the way, blush strawberry is literally like another pink drink. So if you go to Starbucks, you could kind of replicate.
Rose, the Starbucks advocate.
Yeah, right.
To a degree.
So,
but go on.
So I said strawberry, banana, mango because adding the mango to it actually makes the experience way more enhanced.
Yeah.
And I fucking love it.
Because the mango is mad sweet.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Oh.
But at that point, you could say fuck the banana and just go strawberry mango.
And that's where I was going with this.
Because that's what I would do.
That's why I basically listed all three, but it's interchangeable. You know what I'm saying? You can go strawberry, you can go strawberry banana, you can go strawberry mango, you can go all three of them bitches.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
I upped the size too. I don't do the 16 no more. I do 24 ounce.
Oh, I've been on the 24. Welcome to the club.
No, it's because I drink it too fast. So
you don't get a brain freeze?
I mean, I have. When it comes to the smoothies, yeah, there's been times. But the refreshers, I drink too fast, so I need 24 ounces.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you get your money's worth, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And they're really good. Like, can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong.
Fire.
All right, next question. The best chips. Now, this means it must qualify to be the best chips for, like, you know, having with the meal. You see what I'm saying? Like, it needs to be comboed or be able to be comboed.
Oh, combo?
Can't be no regular chips on the side. It's got to be, can I have it with my meal and enjoy it to the fullest? See what I'm saying?
Okay, so you're saying that this chip not only has to be good on its own.
Yes.
But it needs to
amplify.
It needs to be an amplifier to whatever you're eating.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think I got some.
3, 2, 1. Okay, purple Doritos. Honey BBQ. Oh my god. Honey BBQ. What? Honey BBQ what?
Utz. That's the brand.
Oh
my god. Utz.
Utz. I know what he's talking about. Yeah.
Utz, bro. All
right.
Who you want to go first?
Why, Jared?
Okay.
I don't know, bro. I went to ShopRite one day. I was like, damn, these look good. ever since the ninth grade. And I was like, all right, that's what I've been rocking with. It tastes good. It's sweet. It's nice. Okay. It's not like too, you know, too spicy, nothing. It's just like whatever.
Is it a flat chip or is it like a fucking Twizzler? Like, I don't know. There's those, there are those chips where it's like,
oh,
wait. I recount my statement.
Oh boy.
Barbecue Fritos.
Ooh.
Barbecue Fritos.
That shit, I've never had barbecue Fritos.
Fritos can hit.
Fritos is reliable.
Fritos only hit if you haven't had them for like a month.
That's funny. Shit.
So that's what you pick?
That's what I picked.
He redacted and then goes to barbecue Fritos. Okay.
All right, Ryan, you're up. All
right. I put purple Doritos. Instant classic. This, for me, is a throwback.
Mm-hmm.
To all the times that we used to have pizza. The Oven Johns.
Uh-huh.
All the time, Dad would buy a bag of purple fucking Doritos.
He would.
And that shit always hit. Now, I'm not going to lie. After seeing his Utz original honey barbecue answer, it did remind me of one of my favorite branded barbecue chips. And I forget the brand, but the bag was gold. I don't know if any of you guys remember, but those barbecue chips go with fucking anything.
Yo, Wise?
A sandwich. Like,
Wise?
Wise? Nah, I don't think so. Man, while you do your answer, I'm going to look this shit up, see if I can find
That's
it.
That's the only golden bag I see.
Yeah, it might. You know what? It might be. Hold on. Let me see.
Where you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got three options.
Damn.
Because I've been on my chip shit. See what I'm saying? All right, so the first one has been a new discovery and is honestly my favorite bag of chips at the moment. Because it does it all. You can have it solo, amplify, with the meal, put it in the sandwich. The fuck? Yo, come on now. It's called the Quest Protein Taco Flavor.
What?
Fire.
Wait, what?
19 free grams of protein. Do it
taco
all.
Taco flavor?
Taco Bell flavor.
Oh, it's a Taco Bell. It's like an exclusive chip?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's Quest brand, and then it's a protein chip. So you get 19 grams per bag of protein.
That's not bad.
And it's fire.
That's pretty cool.
It's fire. It tastes fucking...
Where do you get that from?
Tastes great. Quick check.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a sleeper.
Mm.
Type shit. Second one, can't go wrong. Flamin' Hot Doritos. Same shit. Amplifier. Doesn't do the protein, but it's a chip to have on the side, amplifier. Put it in the sandwich. See what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Get that spice. And then the last one is the Kettle Sea Salt chips.
Kettle Sea Salt.
Kettle brand. You see what I'm saying? You know that?
I believe.
They got good fucking chips. They got good chips, bro. Because they know how to salt their shit. That's number one.
Mm.
You get that flavor.
Mm.
Can go with the sandwich. Can go with the meal.
Mm.
Can't go wrong.
Mm.
Top three.
So I will also say this. You're the type to put your chips in the sandwich, correct?
Bro, that is top amplification. Bro, if you don't fucking, at some point, if you don't put chips in your sandwich, you're doing a disservice to yourself.
I will say, my fiance loves to put chips in her sandwich.
Bro,
and in mine, even if I don't ask her to
do it. I'm literally putting it all on game right now. Quick check sandwich, free.
Mm.
Portuguese crispy chicken roll, sandwich roll.
Wow. That's a tongue twister.
Yeah. Think of like a Kaiser roll.
Okay.
But it's called Portuguese roll or some shit. But anyway, crispy chicken option. Spinach, tomato, the crispy chicken, bacon, avocado, less oil, normal red wine vinegar, ranch.
Ooh.
Damn. Why,
ooh, oil.
Salt, pepper, nigga, Quest protein, taco flavor chips. Put it on the sandwich. Enjoy a meal.
He said, enjoy it. You're welcome.
Put it on the meal, man. Oh. That's my chips.
He got so excited.
Enjoy your meal.
Put it on the sandwich.
God, I just ate before this and now I'm hungry again. That's crazy.
Nah, but you could really, yeah. Once you find that good bag of chips, though, you could put on it. Or have it on the side. Whatever. Makes it even greater. Hold on, what we got? Oh, yeah. I guess this is a great follow-up. Chips on the sandwich or not?
Oh, so this is an easy or no.
Yeah, this is pretty like a... Like, if you were to put chips on your sandwich, what sandwich would it be on? And, you know.
The question just evolved.
It kind of just evolved, but yeah. It's deep.
Okay.
It's deep.
So...
Because you gotta say why. Does it add extra flavor?
All right, so
what's the purpose?
All right, so let's keep it to the easy yes or no, but then you can provide the explanation, because that's a lot of writing.
All right. No, you don't got to write it.
No, but okay, fine. All right, so no. I like using the board. Like, yes or no, do you put chips in a sandwich? Yes or no.
Okay.
And then put your explanation.
Well, y'all already know my fucking answer. I ain't waiting.
He didn't even wait.
Of course.
Oh my god. Okay.
Hold on.
Here's mine.
Mm-hmm.
You want to show yours to the camera?
Yet again.
Yes. Yes. All right, Jared.
Oh.
Wait. Yes. What does that say? Yes.
Mejor.
Yes, maybe.
Oh yes, maybe.
He hasn't had.
I can understand why maybe.
It's because he hasn't had enough experience.
I will.
It depends on the chips, bro.
It does depend on the chips, and it does depend on the sandwich. So all right. So let me cook real quick. So I say yes because when you treat chips as a seasoning, you can't go wrong because you don't. You could put a whole chip in a sandwich, or you can crush the chips,
mm-hmm.
so that way it's evenly dispersed in the sandwich. I know these things. I know the tech, right? So if that happens, you can quite literally treat the chips as a seasoning. So when you think of it like that, it's just like, oh damn, like you said, it's an enhancer,
amplification.
Yes. So, easy answer, yes. So, hold on. I want to know why you say yes, maybe, though.
Because I don't really do it.
That's fair.
Listen, man.
I don't really do it either. I'm not going to lie. But every time that I've had a sandwich with chips in it, it has made it taste better.
Listen.
doing a disservice if you don't at some point.
I'm telling you, this is probably Crystal's favorite part of this episode.
Like,
because she does it all the time.
Like, it doesn't even have to be a sandwich. It could be a wrap.
Yeah, right. Correct.
Like, oh my God. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. But I guess we can move on from the chip sandwich category.
Okay.
The next question. I only have two more.
That's fine. Yeah, you're doing good.
The next question is, how much salt do you need?
For what? Fries?
Anything.
Oh, here we go. This is where dad goes in the comments right now.
3, 2, 1.
Let me see yours. Until it... Jared says...
All the salt.
Damn.
Yes, sir.
And then I said...
Depends.
But probably just a little. All right, who wants to go first? You decide.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go.
Jared, go first.
You don't know how good salt is,
right?
To make something taste good.
Mm-hmm. Explain.
You give me some dog water. Doesn't matter. Put some salt on it. Tastes good.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
I don't know about
that one, Chief. Why the fuck you drinking dog water?
Like, the saltiness just enhances everything's flavor.
You would be fucking surprised. You can make veggies
taste good.
That's better. Like, that's literally cheating.
How?
And
you're not like
you mix the health
whoever found the salt mineral and licked it is a pioneer in this generation.
In this generation. Oh, got it.
And all the generations.
Got it. In all of them. Okay. Very nice.
You up, Brian.
I say it depends because, listen, we all have the same dad.
Yes.
We have seen dad work in his natural habitat of salting food. And what I mean by that is this.
Yup.
And he's still going.
Yup.
And he's still going.
Eye level.
It's a fucking snow mountain by that point. Right? So, McDonald's, for example, they have always salted their fries white. Right. It's rare.
Yeah.
If I've ever been to a McDonald's restaurant and the fries are not salted. Mm-hmm. It's so rare.
But honestly, if we're talking about fast food, fries salted.
Nah, the thing is, you got to ask unsalted fries because then they're fresh. And then you put the salt by yourself.
Bro, the Wendy's, you don't have to do shit.
That's what I'm saying.
The Wendy's fries?
That's what I'm saying.
They go crazy.
Because if you have an establishment that's known, I use McDonald's for example, but you say Wendy's and that's another great example. There's a lot of places, restaurants included, that they already season their fries. So
Wingstop.
Like, another great
Boom.
Example.
They're
another
fired.
Great example. They literally season the shit with the salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And forget about it. If you get Cajun, forget about it. You don't need to even look at no seasonings, no salts, no nothing. Because if you did, you might as well check yourself into the fucking hospital. Because then it's too much. So that's why I say it depends. Because, you know, God forbid you're at a gathering, you go to a restaurant, and for whatever reason, they got people over here that just put the fries in and they put them on the plate. Then you put salt on it.
That's why my answer defeats all. Because until it tastes right. Let me fucking put it up there for y'all. Until it tastes right. So that basically means if you did your job correctly,
mm-hmm.
I don't got to put salt.
Right.
But as soon as it does not taste efficient, then I got to put it myself until it tastes right.
So yours is your answer is very similar to mine. You just worded it differently.
I guess.
Yeah. Like,
but you said probably just a little. I'll put it till I know. Type shit.
All right. I guess. I fucking guess.
All right.
All right. So you have your final question.
Now the final question. How much sugar do you need?
For what?
Drinks.
Oh,
coffee,
drinks?
Refreshers, smoothies. How much do you need?
The definitive writing. All right, I'm good.
You good, Jared?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Until it tastes right.
Same shit.
Jared says what?
100% sugar.
Okay.
I like that answer.
Wow, that's OD. And I said until it hits.
Until it hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's we're pretty much lined up on that again, for the most part. He's overdoing it, of course. He's just gonna dump sugar in there.
I'm not overdoing it, yo. I got a reasoning.
Okay, here. What's the reason?
I got a reason. You go, yo. Picture yourself.
Okay.
You go to Applebee's.
Okay.
You order a lemonade.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You're like.
I know you're going with this.
All right. You take. You have to ask for a straw because they never give you a damn straw.
Type.
You take a sip. You're like,
the fuck is this?
The hell is this?
I've been there too many times.
Yo, I'm just drinking a straight lemon at this point. Ain't no sugar in this.
Mmm. Got beef.
So you gotta take the little sugar packets, open it up, dump it out.
Boom.
One ain't enough. One ain't enough.
You at least need 3 to 5.
That's what I'm about. That's what I say.
Sugars.
3 to 5.
Ryan, remember when we
you know you're doing it right? You know you're doing it right? You know you're doing it right when 1/6 of the cup at the bottom is just sugar.
You're,
and then you mix it up.
You're crazy.
Ryan, you remember when me, you, mom, our girls, and then I think Awita was with us at the little restaurant. It was like a lunch spot.
Uh-huh.
Like breakfast lunch.
Uh-huh.
You see what I was doing?
Yeah, you were ODing on the sugar.
3 to 5.
And then it tasted right. And that's just that.
That's for the niggas that don't sugar our shit.
And especially with coffee. I'm not an avid coffee drinker. I only drink it like twice. You gotta add sugar.
You gotta add
bro.
Sugar. Eye level. I could just do eye level. I'll let you know when it's ready.
Yeah,
they could just
and the thing is, it's
terrible.
Never too much.
Okay, no, I disagree with that 100%.
Every time I've OD'd on sugar, it's never too much.
Wait. He just said he OD'd on sugar. And he said, that's
it's never too much, bro.
Listen, I'm trying to watch my sugar levels.
Well, you gotta watch them, bro.
Yeah, well, I'm a
just cause.
What you watching?
Too much is no, too much of anything is not good. That's why I said enough until it hits.
If we're active. Which we are,
yeah. I especially am, for sure.
Then fucking we're chilling. Because we cancel it.
we cancel the effects.
Yeah, yo, it's a math equation. You cancel it out.
Right. Okay, well, still. I it's bad enough that I have a sweet tooth, and which means that I usually, after every meal, I need something sweet, which is bad. Cause that's a bad habit to have.
Oh,
yo,
hold on, I got
same,
one
bro.
More. This is a bonus question.
Bonus time.
Oh,
favorite ice cream with toppings.
Okay. Locked in.
How do you guys write your B's?
What?
Like, do you go circle and then stem?
No.
Or do you do stem circle?
Circles?
Stem circle, yeah.
Oh.
You write a Whoops. 3 and then...
No, I write the circle and then the stem.
Yeah, so he does...
Interesting.
He does literally a 3. And then...
Yeah. That's... Okay, that's interesting. You're the first person I know that actually said that.
All right, let's go. 3, 2, 1.
Oreo cookies with caramel drip.
This shit is fucking crazy.
Okay.
And Vanessa put me onto this shit low key with the caramel drip.
Okay. And then what's Jared's?
It adds that crazy shit.
Mango sorbet with gummy bears.
Bro.
Ooh.
Wait a second. Gummy bears?
Gummy bears is crazy.
That does sound crazy. I'm not even going to lie. I put cookies and cream with cookie dough.
The cookie dough is good.
Yes.
Cookie dough is good.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll put cherries in mine too, because like I don't go too crazy with toppings when it comes to ice cream.
I don't either normally.
Yeah, like I normally don't, and like, and more or less like I'm usually doing one or the other. Like I'll either get cookies and cream or I'll get cookie dough. It's very rare that I'll do both, but there have been occasions where I have, and then I'll put like a couple cherries on there.
You see. If I've never had the caramel drip with this, I probably would just say some chocolate shit, because that's normally my mood.
Caramel is a good flavor.
Because the Oreo cookie, it comes with vanilla, obviously.
Correct.
And I'm not the vanilla type of man.
That would be me.
But with the Oreo cookie with the caramel drip, it adds that sweetening flavor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind drip. Unbeatable.
The drip drip.
But
the drip drip.
Yeah, that's my final question.
All right, bet. Yo, listen. Good shit.
Hey, yo, I didn't explain my thing, though.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go on.
I don't know you had more.
Yo, I didn't. All right. So, I don't know anyone on the planet, you know, like, that could bite cold things.
I always bite ice cream.
You can bite? Like you I
mean
can't.
Chew
I physically
it?
Can't.
You mean chew it?
I can't.
Yeah, like you just do it like easy.
It has to be
No, I can't. My teeth are too sensitive, bro.
Oh, really? Like you'll like
No, I actually physically can't.
Damn, that's crazy.
But anyway, the mango sorbet, cuz you already know mango is the number one top fruit ever on the planet.
I would argue with strawberry.
Mango sorbet.
Nah.
Mango sorbet. Nah. That's good. That's a good flavor. I like
that's
that.
That's a good
shit.
Flavor though. It's sweet
like,
as shit.
I definitely like that shit.
It's sweet
100%.
Though.
And then, but the thing is, with gummy bears, you don't yo, especially if they like bury the gummy bears inside, it's like an Easter egg hunt surprise.
Dude, honestly, bro, have you had Häagen-Dazs strawberry?
No. Nah.
I don't think you can though, because it has milk. But
damn.
bro. Häagen-Dazs strawberry sorbet, that shit goes crazy. Every time I was in the mall with mom, fucking that would literally be like our little spot, and we would always get like sorbets.
I love that shit. I'm not even gonna lie. Fire. Okay, so I want to give a shout out to our boy brother Ooch for hosting. Those are some wonderful questions that you brought. See, it's not hosting's not hard.
It is what it is.
It's not hard. It's not. But I'm going to add another bonus question to this. I want to hear your guys' opinion on this. And I know this is going to be completely left field to you guys, but there's a reason. The reason why I'm asking this is because you guys are not normal fans of this, what I'm about to ask. So I want to see the perspective of a non-fan and what you think with no context, who would win this match.
Know.
No, you don't.
I already know.
Trust me.
I already know. Fucking wrestling?
Shit. All right. So what I sent you guys is a two-part question. I sent you guys a picture in the Discord chat. All right? So I want you to look at that image, okay? The image that I'm showing them right now is a picture of Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. On night one of WrestleMania 40, they will be going against The Rock and Roman Reigns. So as two non-wrestling fans, you used to watch wrestling, but you definitely don't watch wrestling. I want to know, just off looking at this, who do you think is going to win that
this
and
is
why?
The most obvious match.
I'll just say, I already know. It's the most obvious.
All right, so what's the answer?
Roman.
Rock and Roman?
Rock and Roman.
Samoan.
Fuck it.
Rock and roll, bro.
Throw it up, boys. Throw it up. Let's go. Throw it up. Go ahead. Yes. Yes. All right. So that's the first part. That's right. Okay. So you acknowledge. All right. That's good. All right. So you're just looking at this picture and you're just like, to you guys, it's a no brainer. Why is it a no brainer? I want to know.
Because they're jacked.
Okay.
Because they're the goats.
But they are the goats. Yeah.
That is. Ooh, I love it.
They got more accolades fucking than these two.
How do you know that?
I don't even have to fucking do research.
You don't have to do you realize that's okay. All right.
Bro, Roman Reigns been like the face of fucking WWE for like a minute, and I don't even watch the shit. And then The Rock is The Rock.
And they're cousins. That's family. That's real family.
type shit.
Yeah.
Some Vin Diesel.
Okay. So those are some pretty good reasons, right? And so the stipulation here is that if The Rock and Roman Reigns do win that match on night two, which is on Sunday, it then becomes a bloodline rules match for Roman versus Cody. So even if that stipulation isn't intact, who wins this match? Roman or Cody Rhodes?
Probably Roman.
Roman Reigns.
You guys are... And I would just want to say, I didn't put them up to this shit at all. At all. They had no idea I was going to ask them this question. This was a complete surprise. And again, this was a social experiment because I wanted to see, based on non-wrestling fans, just looking at the image, who they think we're going to win. And of course, the fucking Bloodline. So that's my little WrestleMania plug, because at the time of this, by the time this comes out, it'll be WrestleMania weekend. So I just wanted to shout out some wrestling real quick on this here podcast, because we are full power and out of control. And as y'all know, it is that time for the Patreon shout out. Subscribe. Right now. If you want to hear your name shout out at the end of these episodes, as so, hit us up Full Power Podcast over on the Patreon page today. And it's going to be wrapped. It's going to be wrapped. Let's get it. All right, here we go. I'm waiting for that drop to come. Ready?
Yeah.
Jayante Sheridan.
Sherry.
Anthony Parker.
Park that bitch.
Crystal. Shout out to Dante TX.
Suck it.
And Jerick Rivera. Lord Payne.
Pen in his nuts.
Mr. Back again once again. Mr. Wash.
Watch that shit.
Odd Man Out.
Never count I'm out.
Philly Handball.
Bitch.
Real Zigan Kenpachi.
Ryu.
Soul Awakens.
Wake your ass up.
Super Saiyan SAWFT.
FT.
Travis Boyette.
Boy. No, boy.
Vegeta Uchiha. Worse than a demon. Oh, thank you.
Demon time. Yeah.
Demon time. He's the only one. Land of the Rising Sun.
Yeah.
He's our fucking boy.
Yeah.
Everybody give it up, stand up for our boy. And choose that. Juice.
Hugo.
Juice.
Yeah.
All right. And as always, if you want to hear your name rapped at the end of these episodes, you want a sponsor, you're trying to hit us up, you're trying to spruce it up, Full Power Podcast on the Patreon page. That's Full Power Podcast on the Patreon page. And if you have a comment, question, concern, business inquiry, or fan art you're trying to sponsor, well, then hit us up, fullpowerpod@gmail.com. That is fullpowerpod@gmail.com.
Oh, damn, I look, you forgot. I haven't done this in a minute.
So, this is actually the part where you're supposed to sing the song.
Oh, that's it.
Jared, do you want to do it again? Since you usually do it.
True.
All right, you're man. You're the trooper. You're the trooper here.
True.
Hit us with that blue bird. Yeah.
Moro de na ito ite.
Type shit.
Mezashita no wa.
Uh huh.
Aoi ano sora.
Hit us up on the motherfucking Bluebird on Twitter.
Yeah.
At Full Power Pod. Well done, everybody. We have reached yet another conclusion to yet another episode of Full Power Podcast. I'm loving these questions. I'm loving the new flow of how this all works. Again, shout outs to you for providing us with the host duties of giving us these questions here. But your duties are not completely done because you gotta sign us out and do what I usually do.
What? How you feeling?
Yes.
Any last words, Big Ooch?
As I usually say, stay fresh, stay clean, stay the hell inside, and keep on believing. Yes.
Any words, IQ?
I don't know. Chill. Get you some mango sorbet.
Ooh, I like that.
Type shit. And lastly, but...
You can do yours. Go ahead.
For me? Stay fresh, stay clean. Do not stay inside.
That's crazy.
Do not stay inside.
Get yourself
a nice fucking glove and stinging yanks. And that is all. All
right.
That's all we have for today.
All right, guys. Make sure, as always, that you are definitely hitting us up over on the Patreon because we got a lot of exclusive bonus material, as always. Here's a clip. You know, truthfully, I know that when you have a certain, like, I guess niche,
yeah,
or, you know, like, you're in, like, a certain bubble. Like, people obviously know us for our anime discussions, for Dragon Ball primarily.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of these things kind of, to a degree, coincide with each other. Because the reason why I feel that way is, like, if you're an anime fan, you're more than likely also a wrestling fan. You
absolutely
know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And it kind of, like, goes in tandem. And it's like, but if you like wrestling, then there's a chance that you also like fighting games, you know? Because a lot of fighting game heads love wrestling.
That's right.
So if you want more like this, make sure that you are checking us out over on the Patreon page and keep supporting us in all the ways that you can, liking the videos, leaving the comment. And what questions do y'all have for us on the next however many episodes? So let us know that and more. And also for those on the Spotify, we have not forgotten about y'all. Make sure you guys are answering the polls and whatever, leaving your comments on there as well. And next week, I'm hosting. It was back to me. So I'll do my best to try to remember to read some folks' interactions so we can get that back going on with these episodes. But until then, it's been your boy, Ooch, the Iceman. Brother Ooch, the IQ not so little Ooch. Make sure you guys take care of yourselves, make power protect, keep it locked lit right here on this podcast. Stay safe, stay clean, and stay the hell inside. And we'll see y'all next time. See ya. Bye. That song is such a fucking banger. I can never get enough of it. Just like I can't get enough of this chicharrón.